Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are going to do Will Do Wednesday.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's happening.
We're going to try.
Do we ever get an intro for it?
No.
It sucks,
Vanessa,
right?
Vanessa Rao's got her Rao Report one. Well, I don't have mine.
She's hot, though.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, you're not a bad-looking guy.
Thanks.
You're very doable.
Like, I appreciate that.
I like your hair tonight. It's like, it's very wild.
It doesn't look stupid, you know? Like,
no.
I like it.
Normally, it's really gay, but tonight, you're just like, wow, man, Will.
Yeah, I just haven't showered.
And, perfect.
Yeah,
it's a good look. Yeah, man.
Thanks, you well.
Man. If you miss a couple more days showering, Largo will actually interview you.
Looking forward to that.
Hey, kind of worried about you. Well,
we need an intervention. He gives me an intervention.
Smelling pretty bad,
brother. You take care of yourself, brother.
I just I saw him out when I went to go make pee pee happen. I saw him out in the break area, and I go, "Big Bob, what's up?" And he's just like, "Hey," but then he like stopped and like stared at me like. This is happening.
He wanted to talk to you.
We're about to have a conversation. Yeah. But I have to get back here and do radio. So I was just like, yep. And I just walked away.
Well, awkward. Maybe give him a little chatterooski when
you leave
here.
Yeah. I'm going to maybe a hug for my birthday?
Maybe.
No.
What?
That's your gift? To yourself?
No.
Going to hug him?
Yeah.
He needs a hug.
No, he needs a hug, but he don't have to. He doesn't have to get it from you.
All right.
Yeah.
Will set this
Does
up for us.
Does he just face the corner the whole time? Like,
well, he's got to pay attention to the phones and all that. Ryan is a really hardworking guy. He's not only the executive producer, but he took on the task.
He's that hot, and he's the executive producer.
Whoa, I agree. He took on the task as phone screener, too, because Anna was real bad at it. Like, let's just be completely honest.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, she can't be that pretty and be smart. That's just baffling.
All right, Tiffany, I got a question.
Okay.
You got to bang one of the guys in this room.
Oh, boy. Why is this happening?
Who's it going to be?
It's going to be the executive producer.
Oh!
Really? You don't have to apologize to me.
Yeah.
The guy swaying in the corner.
More than Will?
The guy swaying
more than
in
me?
The
I thought you said Will was a good-looking dude.
She said Johnny was a good looking dude. She called me hot though.
Listen, the guy swaying in the
corner. Wait, what was she going to say?
The guy swaying in the corner.
If you had to guess who had the biggest wiener in the room, who do you think it would be?
I would say him.
Yeah. No, Will? The big Will wiener?
I stay away from the huge ones.
Johnny, is she right?
I do. I will dodge a huge one.
Is she right?
I don't know. I don't know what these guys are packing.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I've never seen their ding dongs.
You guys all have matching uniforms on.
Yeah, but not matching ding dongs.
Will and I didn't plan this, by the way.
Guys, let's all pull our wieners out.
Okay.
Including you, Anna.
Okay.
Are we going to play the game?
The wiener game?
It's my drum solo. I promised your people a drum solo here. So
my
here
people?
Go.
Sounds
here
very racist. Oh, no. She's hitting cups. Oh, this is bad. This is, oof. Eek. All right. I'm going to dump all this. This is going to get dumped.
All right. That was two, what is it, and a haircut?
It's very Anna Kendrick's. All right. Let's do Will Do Wednesday.
All right. Woo! Nice. Okay, so the game this week is I have incestuous.
You're thinking about affairs. Your giant Peter.
Yes, I was now.
Yeah.
Affairs from presidents past, okay? Some of these are real scenarios that actually happened. Some are made up that I myself made up. I had a great time writing these. You all are going to guess after this statement, is it real or did I make it up?
We'll go around the room. We'll keep score. Absolutely.
Keep score, yes. All right,
Number one.
It's Warren G. Harding, the most famous.
Dude, I loved it when he would sing on the West Coast rap albums.
Warren G. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So good.
Yep. Most famous of this president's relationships was with Carrie Phillips.
Durga Allah, Muhammad Jihad.
I apologize.
You too. E too, Brute. Who was the wife of one of his friends? Did you hear that? He's banging Carrie Phillips, one of his buddy's friends.
Who's during bang?
The
False.
Oh my goodness. During the 1920. During the
1920s.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I don't even know what happened.
During the 1920 presidential election, the Republican National Committee essentially bribed Carrie and her husband to stay out of sight, sending them on a free trip to Asia with $20,000 cash.
Why are these so long?
Me so dumb.
Oh no!
What was that? Was that Anna?
No!
insane. This is what it's like to be schizophrenic.
Yes, it is. I feel like they put a really special something in my Boston cream donut.
All right, do we want to take... Johnny, you start. Is that real or fake?
That is fake. Fake news.
All right, Anna?
Fake.
Ryan?
Sure, fake.
He has no idea what
it's
you were
real.
Doing.
It's real.
Ooh.
Guess what, Tiffany? You are correct. That is a real scenario that happened.
Wow.
Tiffany is kicking your
she
butt.
She is beating us. She is up 1-0.
Number two, Abraham Lincoln. Everyone knows about his assassination, but many don't know the real story behind it. Allegedly, Lincoln was secretly involved with John Wilkes Booth's mistress, Delilah, a fellow actor
False.
In Booth's troupe.
False.
When he shut
you gotta
up.
Wait.
When he heard, when
donkey
he heard about
punch,
the,
donkey punch.
Oh my goodness! When he heard about the affair, he was sent into a rage, and some believe it was a true motive behind his assassination.
I turned her mic off. She's still screaming.
It's insane. It's truly a madhouse. I kid you not. JB, is that real or fake?
I mean, I don't know.
Just guess, idiot. It's 50-50.
It's fake, man. She just threw a nasty tail.
All right, Anna, what do you think?
Fake.
You're saying fake, okay?
Ryan Adams, man, what are you doing, bro?
Yankee
the hot
doodle.
Executive producer says real.
Good God.
Real. And Tiffany, what do you think?
Yankee Doodle.
What does that mean?
It's false.
It's false. All right, Tiffany, JB, and Anna, that's correct. That's fake.
Yay.
Number three.
Don't hit the table.
Number trace.
Yeah.
Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, my man, C Money.
He rose to their ranks, quickly becoming president at an early age, but chose not to seek another term for president. And many speculate that it was because of a love affair with his 16-year-old niece.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Though it was never confirmed and always denied by him and the family, Sally Coolidge quietly gave birth to a son that is believed to be a love child between the two only 4 days after her 16th birthday.
She quietly gave birth?
True.
Ouch.
All right, JB,
ouch.
True or false?
Who was that?
Durka Durka, Muhammad Jihad.
Calvin Coolidge.
Sherpa Sherpa, a bacala.
That's my answer.
Okay.
False.
All right.
True.
I'm gonna say false.
Okay, Tiff, what do you think?
It sounds true, but I'm going to go with false.
It is false. That is false.
Oh, am I winning now?
No, Tiffany is wiping the floor.
I got a point. I said false.
You got
a point, too.
Yeah, you got a point. Tiffany has gotten everyone right so far, though.
God damn.
James Garfield. In 1862, he had a liaison. He had a liaison with an 18-year-old reporter.
He loved lasagna, right?
For the New York, that's true. Yeah. For the New York Tribune, named Lucia Gilbert Calhoun. There was a long-term relationship with Eclectic Institute student named Almeda Booth. When Crete confirmed Garfield and Booth, he confessed everything, calling it a lawless passion. Is that real or fake, Johnny?
That's real, dude. So real.
Anna?
Truth.
Ryan?
I'm going to go with real, too.
To be
Tiffany?
Real!
Unanimous.
That is true. That one's not funny enough for me to even...
Oh, no, it was awesome. I wish it was longer. Maybe a couple more paragraphs about that
incident.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
No, it's
Take
good.
Take it easy.
No, I liked it.
Herbert...
yeah! It's
Herbert
good.
Hoover is the
Come
next
on,
guy.
Gary. It's good.
You ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Sure!
All right. Hoover was hobbled by his time as president during the Great Depression, but there were rumors swirling about his love affairs while in office. Lieutenant Stephen James reported to the New York Times that Hoover was in a tryst with his vice president, Charles Curtis.
Hell yeah.
Lieutenant James was later found dead in a hotel room by an apparent suicide.
A tryst.
Was that true or fake, Johnny?
That's fake, dude. Come on. What are we, stupid?
True.
Pussy ass,
Ryan?
Mother...
I'm going to go with true.
Tiffany?
True.
That is fake. That
yeah!
did not happen.
I'm catching up now. I love it.
You got, actually, you and Tiffany are both tied right now.
Thank you.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Did you call me?
You heard me.
All right.
Photos of this president often showed him accompanied by his lovely secretary and driver. After years of falling in love emotionally and allegedly consummated their affair in the spring of 1944.
I love consummation.
Or at least they tried to. According to her, he was actually impotent, confessing that marriage had, quote, killed something in him. And as a result,
ding dong.
She had to teach him about sex during their trysts.
Oh!
Is that true or fake, Johnny?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because I read two books just about that affair.
Yep.
That was almost made into a movie. That is true.
Okay. Anna?
I'm going true.
Ryan?
True.
Tiff?
Unanimous.
That is true. Very good. Thank you so much.
I read a lot.
Did you really read that?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
James Buchanan. Years before the president entered the White House,
I called him J-Buck. J-Buck back in high school.
He was engaged to a wealthy heiress, Anne, who died suddenly a few days after their engagement.
Anne.
Tell him. Yep, that's her name. Her family refused.
Anne.
Her family refused him entry into the funeral, blaming him for her death. Local gossip was that he was devastated to discover that she was seeing, or he was seeing another woman behind her back. Is that real or fake, Johnny?
You want to kill everybody.
I'm so mad.
I can't breathe.
Dude, that is so real.
That's true.
All right, Anna?
False.
Ryan?
True.
He has no
Excuse
idea.
Me?
I'm going to go with Charles.
Charles. Pardon me?
True.
He's a moron.
True. Okay. Tiffany?
False.
That is true.
Anna.
Now I am winning. Thank you so much, guys.
Lyndon Johnson.
L money.
Yep. This president didn't limit himself to only one affair, once bragging he had more women by accident than Kennedy had on purpose.
That's why his name was Johnson.
That's right.
See?
That absolutely has to be true, cocky bastard.
All right, JB, is that true or false?
That's false. Come on.
All right, Anna?
True.
Triggity true.
True.
And you're saying true as well,
Tiffany? Triggity true.
All right.
It's like true, but better.
That's true.
Absolutely. Hear the cocks.
What?
I don't know. I don't know if you should have dumped that or not.
I just rubbed the top of it. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, you know. All right,
tip's always best.
Last two, James Polk. Polk's presidency was mostly known for his expansion into the West and the Mexican-American War. But what wasn't known was about his relationship with an Indian girl, Shachui. I believe that's how you say her name.
He called her Polk-ahanas.
Ayo! Who negotiated peace between the U.S. government and her tribe, the Muscogees.
Bless you. Anna, I'll let you go on this.
False.
I say it's true, Ryan Adams.
I'm going to go false.
Tiffany Baker.
False.
That is false.
Yeah!
I think I have 3 points.
Richard Nixon allegedly had an affair with an ABC reporter, Gertrude. Shut up. Gertrude Bennett at hotels and even flew her on Air Force One many times. They speculate she was actually behind this downfall. Oh, my God.
How many questions are there?
I'm so flustered. This is the last one.
Please.
Yeah. I'm over it, too. I got it. No, I don't even want to do it. I'm so bummed right now. You have no idea.
Your hair looks awesome. God, your hair.
All right, so did Nixon bang an ABC reporter and get caught during Watergate or what?
Sure.
Yay.
True. Yeah.
True. I would say true.
Everyone's saying true.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
Idiots, it's wrong. It's false. It made that and the winner.
I don't know. Well, nobody?
No. There's a clear winner.
Oh, yeah.
Tiffany is the winner.
Congratulations, Tiffany.
I got you this pizza, Tiffany. Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Eat that on air.
Yes.
Front to back. I've always wanted seat to sit on.
Oh, my gosh. She's sitting on it. I got something else, some other meat you can sit on.
Oh, boy. Oh, shucks. All right.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
God. I
really
kill myself.
Sitting on the pizza box right now.
I wasn't going to eat it.
There's pizza in it.
I was going to eat it.
Moly.
Okay.
We'll just leave it.
Now you have a quesadilla.
I'll eat it all. I'll eat it all.
Yeah, it's like a
French. Oh, my God.
You could call it a French press.
Yeah. Are you French?
He wants to French press you against that couch right now.
Oh, boy.
He already did. He caught me.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, is that Kermit the Frog?
Sure.
What the hell is going on? What is happening?
I love tonight so much.
Oh, man.
Well, congratulations, Tiffany. You won.
Thanks, guys.
How do you feel?
I feel elated.
You
feel like it's just a perfect end to a disaster day.
No.
And thank you so much for having me.
Are you leaving?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. You sound like you're ending your own interview.
Do I get a trophy or something?
Oh, I got a trophy for you.
We were actually talking about it earlier. It's so funny you should say that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.